You're listening to SBS News.
Naveed Ahmed says his father's compassion lives on in him. After losing his dad in a terrorist attack, the Ahmadi Muslim fled religious persecution in Pakistan.
I know what it feels to see your life shattered. I believe every person has ups and downs in their lives, and it's only how you pick up the downs and the lows of your life and, you know, keep moving forward.
Now he says he wants to be there for others doing it tough, whether it's by donating blood or running for charity, planting a tree or picking up rubbish.
I definitely like to get involved with people personally, obviously, because I have my personal story, like many other people. So it is always good to engage and, you know, reflect and, you know, listen to other people's story as well.
Musawir Bajwa also fled persecution and now clocks up more than 100 volunteering hours a month.
A country that gives you protection for your life, you want to, if you want to repay that debt somehow, it's kind of a debt, like, in my own terms.
The latest data from the Red Cross shows more and more people are giving back. Nearly two-thirds would like to do more to help people in need, but currently less than half are actively engaged in their local community. Of those, younger people are more likely to volunteer compared to those over the age of 40. Judy Harper from Red Cross says overall it's an 8% increase from the 2017 survey.
We're hopeful that what it means is that we will continue to grow as a compassionate society in Australia, and a society that is welcoming of all.
Chris experiences that generosity firsthand each day, living on the streets of Western Sydney. But he says it can often be tainted by assumption.
Yeah, they don't sound... In the right reasons, in the right aspect for generosity. They don't like just giving. They sort of treat people with, and sitting like myself, a lot of them tend to think that that's only used for illicit materials, and so they don't give. But if it's just a genuine material, genuine reason, they tend to drop a reasonable amount, you know.
Mr. Bajwa says through his charity work, he hopes to challenge some other assumptions.
People who come here as refugees are generally seen as initially struggling and who don't have the means to work. I want to change that image.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.